Listening 60. Listen and read.
Getting to the top. When Mum came home, Simon was sitting in his favourite tree. He watched her go into the house, then he climbed down carefully. He knew if Mum saw him up there, he would be in trouble. Simon loved climbing, and he was good at it. He climbed everything he could find. The tree wasn't particularly high, but Simon liked to sit up there and daydream. He dreamed of being a real climber. When he walked into the kitchen, Mum looked at him. "I've just spoken to Mrs. Linden," she said. "She phoned to tell me my son was in the tree again." Simon looked at the floor. Mrs. Linden lived next door. She saw everything.
"Sorry, Mum," he said,
and he waited for her to continue. Simon was often in trouble for climbing things. But Mum was looking in her handbag. She found a leaflet and handed it to Simon. "I found this," she said. "It's for the climbing club in town. If I can't stop you climbing everything, at least you ought to learn to do it safely." He looked at her, surprised.
"But, Mum, can we afford it?"
He knew there wasn't always money for extras, and lessons might be expensive. "We'll manage," said Mum, and she smiled. Simon smiled too.
"Thanks, Mum."
After school the next day, Simon was excited. The climbing wall was higher than any of the trees in Simon's garden. It looked great.
"Go on then," said John, the instructor. "Let's see what you can do."
Suddenly, Simon felt nervous. Was he really good enough? But he chose a route and started to climb. Soon, he was totally focused. He climbed quickly, going higher and higher. His arms started to hurt a bit, but he concentrated on just getting to the top. He didn't hear John shouting at him until he pulled himself onto the top and looked down.
"Hey, I didn't expect you to go that high on your first climb. You ought to have a rope. Can you get down again?"
Simon shrugged and climbed down.
"Sorry, John."
He was always apologising. When he got home, Mum was on the phone. She looked at him, and he knew it was about him. When she put the phone down, she turned to Simon.
"That was John," she said.
"He said you climbed straight to the top of the wall, without a rope or anything."
"Oh, Mum, am I in trouble? Do I have to leave the club?"
He wanted more than anything to go back and climb again. But Mum smiled.
"No, Simon. John says you've got talent. He wants you to train for the regional championships."
The regional championships? His dream was coming true. Over the next weeks, John showed him how to tie knots and use ropes safely. He showed Simon how to climb different walls and use different equipment. Simon loved it all. The week before the championships, Simon couldn't think about anything else. This was his chance. If he won the championships, he could use the prize money for more lessons. He could become a real climber. But on Thursday, John called him over and said,
"Simon, your trainers are okay for lessons, but for the competition, you'll need to buy some special climbing shoes. These are online, look. They're only £60.
£60? Simon's heart sank. He suspected that Mum was already making sacrifices to pay for his climbing lessons. He couldn't ask her for such a lot of money. Simon saw his dream slipping away. When he got home, he didn't say anything about climbing.
He didn't talk all through dinner about roots and knots and ropes. He avoided talking much at all. The next morning, Mum said,
"Oh, Simon, Mrs. Linden wants to talk to you."
Mrs. Linden? What did she want? Simon tried to remember what he could be in trouble for. He tried to remember climbing her apple tree or surprising her cat. But he was at climbing club every day. When he walked up the path, Mrs. Linden was at the door.
"Hello, Mrs. Linden,"
Simon said, waiting for her to tell him why she was annoyed. But Mrs. Linden had something in her hands. And suddenly, Simon saw what it was.
Climbing shoes!
"My son used to climb," Mrs. Linden explained. "But he's at university now. You're about his size. Why don't you try them on?"
Shoes! All Simon's dreams came rushing back, and he surprised Mrs. Linden with a big hug. He was going to the championships after all, and he was going to make them all proud.